The wage gap is still wide open. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Gilman, professor of law at the University of Baltimore School of Law, examines the reasons why.
Women who work full-time and year-round earn about 80 cents to every dollar earned by men. The gap is even starker for women of color. What causes the gap, and why hasn't it budged for the last 15 years? To begin with, men and women are steered into different occupations, and male-dominated fields pay more for comparable work. Also, women bear larger responsibility for child-rearing. The United States is the only developed nation without paid maternity leave, and families struggle to find affordable childcare. Further, economists have found that gender-based discrimination feeds as much as one-third of the gap. Unfortunately, existing federal fair pay laws have not closed the gap. This is partly because courts accept almost any business-related defense raised by employers. So, for example, an employer can justify lower pay for a woman based on her prior salary. 10 years ago, President Obama signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act into law, giving women more time to file unequal pay lawsuits. This is important because salary discussions are typically taboo in the American workplace, making it hard for a woman to know she is being paid less. But this act alone cannot close the gap. Accordingly, fair pay advocates support passage of the proposed Paycheck Fairness Act, which would encourage greater pay transparency, ban employers from asking about salary history, and make it easier to prove discrimination. Unwilling to wait, many states are passing their own, stronger fair pay laws, and some private employers are auditing and remedying their own gender pay disparities. These steps may start to close the gender pay gap.
That was Michelle Gilman of the University of Baltimore School of Law. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.